Okay, 911 systems here with the SA-834 controller. The SA-834 controller is a computer programmable dual pager and audio input controller with three input triggers. As you can see back here, you have two pager inputs. This works with Minotaur and Unication amplified chargers. It has an auxiliary audio input, which could be a scanner or a radio. It also has four outputs for devices, lights, bells, different color lights. It also has three inputs, and it has a monitor or day-night timer switch, or I'm sorry, day-night timer input or a switch. It can be a toggle switch. This unit runs on 12-volt DC power. And it does have an audio output as well that would connect into your existing speaker systems. So what you get with this unit is the ability to connect two different pagers and have a scanner that may be scanning multiple channels that would normally be, say, your monitoring channel that would come through and come back out your output. But when there was an alert on one of the pagers, the unit would switch over to that pager's audio. Plus that pager would activate whatever outputs are programmed to activate. So if this was county A and county B, county A could be a red light and one alert that comes out through the audio, and county B could be a different color light and a bell and different audio that comes out to your PA. And then of course you have your indicator lights on the back here. So you have your on, just indicates you have power. M indicates that you're in monitor mode. A indicates signal received from pager A. B indicates signal received from pager B. And inputs 1, 2, and 3 indicate that there has been an activation through one of these ground-triggered inputs. V indicates that there was voice detect activation, and that could be assigned to either aux in or pager B. And there's a jumper here that lets you choose if it's going to be the aux or the pager that's detecting audio. So let's see here. And then these are your four outputs, K1 through K4. Looking at the board, you have four 5-amp relays that power your outputs. They are jumper selectable, so they can be 12-volt switched, ground switched, or dry contact outputs. They are fused at 5 amps each, and you do have volume pots here that allow you to adjust the monitor levels of each pager or input device, as well as your alert and your MP3 audio, which is on this micro SD card. So you can load your own alert audio files, or you can use the 100 and something pre-programmed audio files that we provide. Coming up here a little further, you have access to the monitor and the monitor switch, which could be for a timer, so you could put a button on the front of the housing. It has access to output 1 or K1 relay, so you can hook a light to the front of the housing. It has access to constant 12 volts and constant ground to power a light or power some type of indication if you'd like on the front of the unit. And then there's switch 12 volts and switch ground, and that would be for if you have a light on the front, you can put the programming wires on here so you can use these two buttons to make adjustments. The USB programming port allows you to make all your changes to the unit as far as output timers, audio files that would play, and what output should activate when your inputs are triggered, so your pager or your inputs here. So this unit here overall is a very functional unit. It does not have tone decoding built in. If you need something that can decode two-tone or DTMF, you'd have to use the SA-951 still. But overall, this is great for pager activation, monitoring a scanner, or even a public safety radio can be wired into this with a proper adapter cable. It's a very good solution. The other thing that a lot of customers are using this for is like Motorola radios have P25 call alert, where they send out a ground signal through the VIP pin. That can be interfaced into the accessory port, so you can send your radio's audio and the activation pin. And you could do two different radios with this and activate your station alert system, with one or two radios, however you want to do it. It's very, very customizable. So if you guys have any questions, feel free to call us. leave a comment or send us an email. Thanks for watching.